With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Judges should not be that important in our lives. It's gone way too far. Dom Giordano's show, and I'm going to prove it to you here in a second. We have the Supreme Court Justice Breyer stepping down. Dan, I didn't see yet. Is there any timeline of when he resigns? Is it immediate?
End of the term.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean they still can't start the process now. The end of the term would mean the end of this year?
I don't have the exact on that.
Okay. I guess that's what it means. Yeah, that's what he's saying, the end of 2022. So they can move forward now, though. And I set the timelines. We'll know, give or take, let's see, short month, February. I'd say by March, you're going to know who their nominee is. Now, this is not something Joe Biden wants. I don't believe. He's a reliable vote. He's going to vote with them forever. They don't like his age. They're afraid he would die in office and that Trump would have a chance to appoint a Breyer. Fill in just like he did with Ruth Bader Ginsburg and all that went with that. So it's underway. And yes, on several lists, Larry Krasner's on the list. And I'm there saying, hey, I would so much to not only to get him out of Philadelphia, but also they put somebody like this up and they're going to have to. Biden right now is worried because they got to put somebody radical up to satisfy the left. He cannot go. They cannot with all the stoppage, everything that's happened. And I don't see Kamala Harris going along with it. Now, I don't know the leverage they have over her to get her out of there. Or if they say they'll take her out. And I don't believe they can, since she's a woman of dual color, dual minority, Indian and African-American. So I don't see how you do that unless you have Michelle Obama. Now, you're going to see everybody say it, and I don't think they do.
According to the SupremeCourt.gov, a term begins by statute on the first Monday in October. Usually court sessions continue until late June or early July.
All right, so we're underway here. Yeah, I guess it means
June,
sort of
early July-ish, yeah.
Yeah, and the timeline for the midterms is why he's doing it now. Any delay would have set off stuff, so, you know, maybe they're thinking they'll announce by March, they'll fight it out by the end of April with all the delays and the nonsense they do in the Senate, and then people will not be thinking about it, all right, the end of the fourth month, and then the midterms really get heated, say, around October. Now, I think Republicans are licking their chops on this because, in one way, it's a nothing vote. It's a reliable vote for them. You know how he's going to vote every time. What's Breyer's biggest moment here? What is it that Breyer was the most consequential? Was it the same-sex marriage thing? Or that was more? That was Anthony Kennedy, another miss by Republicans. I don't know what Breyer, other than being a reliable vote, and he's not Sotomayor. He's more liberal to progressive. She's stone cold out there. But I'm telling you, they need another Sotomayor. That's what their base is going to demand.
So Vox in their headline says, retiring Justice Stephen Breyer's nearly 28 years on the Supreme Court explained, saying Breyer's best work was often the work you never knew about.
Yeah, Yeah, he's a backbencher on this type of stuff.
Former Dom Show producer Jack Posobiec on Twitter, big Twitter user now, writes, "I don't know who needs to hear this, but Breyer announcing retirement means Dems know they are losing the Senate this year." Is that a definite now? Do you believe that the Democrats know that they're going to lose the Senate?
They are calculating that it's 60-40 against them. That's what they're calculating.
Yeah.
Because they're going to have to do it before the midterms because they know what will happen if they wait afterward. And you raised something, too, that's interesting. What will this do with Manchin and Sinema? I don't know that it directly affects them, but they might ratchet up stuff because they know they're going to lose. And I think the smarter ones, Dan, they know this is going to help them lose even more, but they have to do it because they got to keep that seat and they have to keep their base of crazies, so they have to put somebody radical in there.
Do you think Republicans might come down? No, well, it's probably not going to, because by then it should be decided. But if it's not decided, do you think the primary could come down in the Democratic Party for Manchin and Sinema? Could they be primaried out based on the Supreme Court?
I don't think they're up for a while.
Oh,
you
okay.
Can check on
I thought
that.
They
yeah.
were. Okay, never mind.
No, I don't think Manchin's running for re-election at this point. I think it's a couple more years. And Sinema, I'm 90% certain. They're going to primary them, though.
Yeah, Sinema's 2025.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. And Manchin might be more than that. They're going to primary. They're going to continue to threaten them with them.
Manchin but also I think, 2025 as well.
Yeah, I think their only hope now, since they know they're going to get a primary anyhow, is to stick the course. And they're winning in their states as far as polling, et cetera. So this is not a good spot for Joe Biden. He's got to keep that seat. But they're not going to say, all right, we're going to tag Merrick Garland into it. I don't think so. I think they're going to be demanding that. And the big play with this is, what does this do with Kamala Harris? And all that depends on the biggest name in this whole thing, Michelle Obama. Would she be willing to be vice president? And if so, their problems are solved, I think. Yeah, Harris is not going to be able to resist the pressure of the Obamas wanting her out. And you get the Supreme Court, we get the vice presidency. Hillary, no, not going to happen on this. I don't see it. All right, now mentioning judges, that's the Supreme Court. So Perky Omen Valley has been in the news before with a couple of things during these battles with school boards and all. And I think they have a new school board, or at least a school board that voted rightfully, in my mind, 5-4 recently, when Governor Wolf was stopped with the mask mandate in school, and it was allowed to be optional. So what happens? A federal judge, not Supreme Court, but a federal judge on Tuesday ordered the Perky Omen Valley School District to reinstate, yesterday that is, its mask mandate, granting a temporary restraining order at the request of parents who said their disabled children were endangered by the district's shift to optional masking a day earlier. Judge Wendy Beadlestone ordered the Montgomery County District to immediately...
Two of the best bands of all time, Dom.
There you go.
Yeah,
that's a heck of a name for a judge. Hey, Judge Beadlestone.
They could choose between the Stones and the Beatles.
That's right. She combined both.
Yeah.
She said that there could be irreparable harm. The children are endangered under the Americans with Disabilities Act. You know, a great act in theory, but often used for every corrupt purpose out there. So here's what it comes down to that I want to hear from you. You do have some children. Now they say 1,000. Do I believe 1,000 with these lawyers? Give me a break. You know, they're special ed and all. So that doesn't mean they're necessarily physically compromised by any of this stuff. They say there's 1,000 kids in the Perky Omen school. It's not that big of a school district. And they're being faced with either their medically fragile school children with disabilities to either take a chance there or suffer in person, not being in person learning on remote. The school district, I think, has a pretty good answer. They say they have provided accommodations for some students already, including providing KF94 N95 masks, installing HEPA filters in classrooms, placing the child in the vicinity of others who are wearing masks, and using plastic glass in front of a student when near others without masks. So this is a temporary restraining order, But again, this has been pushed back now to February 4th. She set a deadline for plaintiffs to file, scheduled a hearing for February 4th. How many more months? How many more Budinskys? And here's what I'd like to ask. Your heart goes out, and parents are going to fight for their kids. But how many of these kids, based upon what we know, and based upon those accommodations, are actually at risk here? That we would have people certify that. And if a few are, I understand that, but does that mean they get to call the tune here for the kids who may not be as threatened physically by the mask wearing, et cetera, but by the damages that have been put out there, including learning with all the masking, and a duly elected school board that probably ran on things like, if elected, we are going to fight the Wolf administration and some of the things we've been talking about around masking and lockdowns. And that's my sense. I didn't see their literature, but that's the sense I get. And they voted 5-4, the first chance that they had to go back to masked or optional. Plus, I didn't forget, if you want your child, who you feel has some degree based on this lawsuit, they could double mask. You can let them do whatever they want. No. As much as your heart goes out, you have a disabled child, whatever the issue is here, this to me is weaponizing this and the Americans with Disabilities Act to force everyone else to conform when the governing body here that was duly elected, probably some of them recently, the school board, is being jumped over by one judge again who just says irreparable harm. We're going to stop on this. Do I think she's ultimately going to rule in this way? I don't see how she can. You heard the accommodations that I mentioned of what they've done. We know better science here on the masking back and forth. And again, if they want their child to be masked, that child can be masked. Are there other accommodations like having the child more isolated inside the schoolroom with other kids that are also masking? I think they're trying to do some of that. Well, that's discriminatory too. We don't like that either. Well, what about the rights of those parents who overwhelmingly, as far as I can tell, do we have to have a majority vote on this? Do we have to set up polling where people come in and they actually take a vote? Who can vote? Or is that what was voted on with the school board to make the determination, which they have, optional? I mean, we're going to have this debate coming up with Wendell Young IV. Every time Danny's been on before, I think a few times maybe since you've been working with me, it's nuts. He's the head, and he's done a brilliant job. He's the head of the union workers in state stores, liquor stores in Pennsylvania. He's done a great job of the delaying action to have Pennsylvania join the United States and let us buy liquor like adults. His argument, though, is no, that's not good. We shouldn't have that choice. It's always that. He wants to keep the government system. The reason he's on the defensive and coming on, there's going to be, I'm convinced, a constitutional amendment on the ballot in 2023 that will say, the government should get, yes or no, the government should get out of the alcohol business, and then that would trigger 18 months or so to replace it. Thank God Almighty. Common sense. He says that's no choice. Okay, he'll be here at 1:30. But I'd love to hear from you, particularly if you're a parent. Maybe you're a parent of a child, special needs, something like that. Does that trump the rights of the overwhelming majority, it appears to me, who want this to be masked optional? If you want your kid to do that, you have two options. They can wear the mask. Maybe you can ask for special accommodation. Okay. And or you go remote. That's a few choices you have there. And you heard some of the things they're doing in Perkiomen Valley. How does a judge jump into this and do what? Well, what is she going to hear that we don't know at this point? I think the science is settled on this. This is a question of emotionality here. You have kids, sadly, you know, that have difficulties. You want to be sensitive to that. But what about the others? All right, phone lines are 855-839-1210, AT&T, and Verizon Wireless. You just push pound 1210. Hit me with a TV character that you think would be a first ballot Hall of Famer if we had a TV Hall of Fame for characters. All right, we've had some good ones, some great ones on Twitter as usual. And we're piecing out for you. And tomorrow, hopefully, we'll have on a couple people that can. This is going to be big with Breyer. I think it does indicate they know they're going to lose the Senate. They're going to have to push this through now, or they feel they're going to lose the Senate. Two, if they put in someone from their side, moderate, if there is such a thing, maybe not a lot of damage. Nope, they're going to have to go, and there's going to be unbelievable hearings exposing. As I said, Larry Krasner's on some list.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, it is Dom time. Coming to your calls. First ballot Hall of Famer. I'm looking for a TV character, more precisely. Okay, think of all the great ones that are out there. I said Omar Little, Jack Bauer, and I took Lucy Ricardo off simply because of the enormity of it. Dan took Archie Bunker off. The enormity of it, too, is there. Yeah, definite first ballot. These are some of the most beloved or consequential characters. Michael Rapaport is not any of those, and I'd say, is he more of a comedian or an actor, Dan? I'm more of a comedian, I think, right?
Yeah, he's like a personality.
Yeah.
He's been hosting the Wendy Williams show occasionally. He's an actor.
Wow, I didn't
though.
Know that. Okay.
Atypical has really taken off. It's a show on Netflix about a kid on the spectrum, kind of finding his way through life, and he plays a father. So he's both an actor, comedian, host,
commentator of stuff. Yeah. And I'd say, you know, it surprised me with what we're going to play you because he's made comments. His politics are to the left. I'm not saying the extreme necessarily. So he's 80th and first in New York in a should have it here. What kind of drugstore? It's important because Rite Aids. They're apparently shutting 13 of them in the area there because of all the theft that's going on because of the craziness of the Krasner-like approach in New York to retail theft. So this guy comes in, and Rappaport's doing commentary here about the guy just casually shoplifting, not hiding it. He's got a backpack. He goes to three different stations in the store, he says. Condoms appear to be one, I think shampoos or something. And he's browsing like he's paying for it. And he just walks right past, you can see on the tape, the security guard. Listen to the reaction of a guy who, as I said, if anything, is a bit more to the left of seeing this play out right in front of him.
Yo, I'm looking at this shit. This dude, small. Yo, that this dude is, I can't believe I'm seeing this shit. This mother. Yo, this guy just filled his two bags up with everything in Rite Aid right here. 80th and 1st Avenue is walking down the street like is Gucci. Look at me in my face like what's good. I was watching him the whole time. My man just went Christmas shopping in January. He had the condoms, the shampoo.
All right, so here's a guy, you know, moves in left circles, sort of, seeing this, outraged by it. Well, let's connect the dots. Where does it come from? It is startling when you see this guy, though, and just walk past the security guard. I don't even know how these Rite Aids, some of these in California, you see it somewhat here in Philadelphia. I don't know how they remain open, how they can take, do they make that much money every day to put up with thousands and thousands of dollars of people who act like they're shopping? This guy is, as he said, he walks around different parts of the store. He's looking at different selections of condoms, different selections of shampoos, etc., and just walks around, looks at the security guard. He had a hoodie on, but you know, he could have tipped his hat to him. Have a good day, my man. I'll be back tomorrow. Thank you. How does it get to this point? And is there hope that a guy like Rappaport, now I know it's been seen a couple hundred thousand times, is that upset watching this or that startled how casual this is? Or is it more a sign that, you know, Larry Krasner supports similar types of things, and in places like Philadelphia, that's in Manhattan with that new DA, they're going to continue to do this. The only thing that can stop them is to be voted out of office. But what's the percentage of people that support it? So, Dan, I often think, well, why don't more people do it? My mind starts to go toward that rather than if people like this do it. Are they afraid it'll hurt them at some point in the future, maybe? Is that what they're afraid of? I mean, suppose this were by 10, ultimately, the numbers of people that would do this on a regular basis, like this guy, what would the result be? Why doesn't Rite Aid do something? They got a security guy there. Well, you know, what good does that? Well, at least he's not stealing stuff. At least your Rite Aid has a reputation. You just can't walk in there as if you're a paying customer and steal stuff. The other is, and I know part of the answer for this, why doesn't somebody say something to this guy? He doesn't look frightening to me, but then, you know, who knows? Got a big knife in there, you get stabbed. It's shocking every time we see one of these that we've come to this point. Okay, as I said, we're going to talk with Wendell Young IV at 1:30. Always interesting. He's been on with me a dozen times
over the
years. Sorry,
real quick, I want to get this out there just on that last story we were talking about.
Yes.
I just pulled up Michael Rappaport's Twitter, and he's tweeting about this.
Right.
And he circled a quote that was in today's Daily Mail reporting of it.
Yeah.
It says, Rappaport said that Mayor Eric Adams could right the ship. Quote, I think Eric Adams knows what's going on. He knows how to deal with crime. I'm just hoping he lives up to our expectations.
Yes. Yeah, and it's amazing, isn't it, too? People are starting to notice it. You know what their retort is. We don't care. That's a British newspaper. They're the ones, Dan, the Daily Mail, that writes more about, oh, I don't know, Leah Thomas. Isn't that the same thing? That people just standing there and coming up with, well, isn't somebody going to stop this insanity? That this is a male swimmer with all the benefit of that, racing against female swimmers, destroying women's sports? Nope. They're not going to. You're told, hey, just what are you talking about here? This is life. This is reality. It's the same principles here that everybody has a reason why they're not going to step up. So the British newspapers report this stuff, even though the Inquirer won't. And then people say, well, they're a British newspaper. Yeah, the Daily Mail was one of the people that was involved with this. Oh, Paul's got an insight here in Cheltenham on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Paul, I see what you're going to say. Say it, then I'll tell you I'm happy if that's an actual fact. Go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Paul, you had something to say about the racial component here.
Yeah, with David Rappaport. Dan just called it right. He just said that this guy's a personality, five-minute famer. Anything to get YouTube talking. I mean, the internet tagging, and you're proving the point. And then another thing, you go by stats, and the numbers don't lie. It just so happened that black people are more racially profiled. I'm not saying a guy get a pass for shoplifting, but it's a known fact that white people shoplift way more than black people. It's just they just don't get, like anything else, they just don't get profiled.
Okay, well, let's break that down, and let me stipulate this. Let's pretend you and I are senators here. Senator Paul from Cheltenham, let me stipulate. I will stipulate and hope you're right. And the reason for that is this. Then I, with a clear conscience, in Paul's world, should be able to talk about it because I believe this guy's white. He looks to be to me in the store in New York. No one has said that the majority that are doing this are African-American or anything else. We're saying they're emboldened criminals that are getting away with it.
Well, okay. Now, me as Paul, the senator, and you as Don,
yes,
the senator also. Now, the only thing that's been emboldened is that the pandemic has put a strain on people to do things that they would not normally do. We've had minimum wage for over 20 years that stayed at the same.
Wait a minute. So, Paul, if you're watching this creep, this clown, this emboldened person walking around and looking at different shampoos and condoms, this isn't a guy grabbing a crust of bread at Panera's or something. This is a guy looking at different types of condoms and all. Come on, Paul.
Okay, I'm not saying that, but we already know there's a price to the condom. He knows that he's not going to get to be able to feed his family with that one loaf of bread, whatever his situation may be. I'm not condoning it. If the
security let's make you the owner, the franchisee, and make you African American of that Rite Aid. Are you thinking, oh, that's just the epidemic? Let him take all the condoms he wants.
Well, we're talking about a multi-million-dollar company that everything come from China. Is that what you want me to infer from
there? All right. Thank you, Paul. No, I made you the franchisee. Dan, I got to say, Paul would make a heck of a senator. I think he could represent Philadelphia very well. Yeah, let him do whatever he wants. All right. Let's go to Robert in Ben Salem. Robert, do you have a TV character that is a first ballot Hall of Famer?
Yes, I do, and I changed it when I heard you guys make the distinction between characters and TV personalities.
Okay.
So I'm going to make my answer Hawkeye Pierce.
Oh, yeah, that is up. You know, right, and I don't know if that's been changed recently, other than a Super Bowl for years, what was the most watched two episodes
of TV? The final episode of MASH.
And I think a Beverly Hillbillies was the other, if you can imagine. So, yeah,
can I make a point about the Ukraine?
Sure.
When we signed on in 1994 to the Budapest Accords, in which Ukraine gave up its nuclear weapons, and us, England, and Russia signed a contract to protect their sovereignty, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not saying we should go into the Ukraine, but I think that a buildup of NATO troops in Poland, I would say Germany, but they've turned into wimps all of a sudden, and with an eye towards the Baltic states, Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania, okay, because that's next on Putin's plate. When you jump to Taiwan, since I have a daughter that's in the Navy out on the West Coast, I have a slightly different take on it. I don't know if I think that we should take whatever we can out of Taiwan and write it off, because it's a pimple on the butt of China. And it would be like us wanting Russians in Cuba. You know what I'm saying?
I hear you on that. But with Taiwan, I will say, when it comes to that, that doesn't embolden them, though? How far? What do they do next?
It emboldens them to take an island. And the only thing, ramifications that would have for us, is our trade between Japan and the Philippines. But I think we could work around that. I just don't think Taiwan is worth American lives. And I think that Ukraine is a different story because it's a large, semi-important country, and I personally think that Putin is going to progress westward towards the Dnieper River and stop. That will give him one-third of Ukraine. I think we ought to make the rest of Ukraine part of NATO.
But all right, thank you. I don't think they're going to do that, but that was a good analysis, Robert. Coming up, over the years, we've had great debates. Wendell Young, the fourth with us, we'll talk with him about, I recently saw this testimony where there is a female Republican who has gotten the ball rolling. I think they introduced it or they're introducing it. They're getting rolling on something. And by 2023, we could be voting. I want to have people voting on more constitutional amendments to take the bill would simply say that the government, the state government, ought to be out of the alcohol business. How long have we wanted this? Right? Why do we have to do that? Well, because of these phony rhino Republicans who are compromised with all their licensors and lobbyists, et cetera, and business beer distributorship licenses. That's why. But Wendell thinks that's not giving people a choice. He's next here to talk about that.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. How long have we talked? And I give you my thoughts over the years. Look, it's hard to get people passionate, even though they agree with this. Get the government out of the alcohol business. We're one of the last remaining. I'm not going to get into the weeds. Is it two states or us or whatever? I'm sure Wendell will. But Wendell Young the Fourth, the head of the union that works the liquor stores, is with us. He was testifying the other day, and it's always interesting stuff before this Representative Mihalik, who has this bill. And his argument is, if you put on the ballot for people, this would be a year down the road, yes or no, the government should get out of the alcohol business, essentially, wording like that. That's not a choice, is it? Wendell Young the Fourth is back with us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Wendell, how have you been? Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom, how are you? It's been a long time. Happy New Year. I hope you and yours have been safe.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, I don't know if Dan has been with me since you've been on, and I've told him, you know, behind the scenes over the years, these are some of the fun, most fun moments I ever remember.
We have had a lot of fun, Dom.
Oh, exactly. Now, my motivation in this is, I will say, I like this and how it's worked with the Wolf Emergency Power. I like people voting on this stuff. I'm sure there'll be one of these that it's going to be difficult for me because that side might win. I'm talking these constitutional amendments. But you are making the argument, I don't think it's the sole argument, it wouldn't be a choice. Why wouldn't it be a choice, yes or no, get them out of the alcohol business?
Well, you are correct. It's not the only argument we have, and it's not a choice. Let me give you some background. During Leader and Speaker Terzai's period trying to push for privatization, the most recent pushes, three of which occurred in 2011, 2013, 2015, each bill was huge. For example, the 2011 bill was 99 pages, 28,000 words. The 2013 bill was 209 pages, 62,000 words. And the last one was 192 pages and 58,000 words. Because it's a complicated system that's evolved over 88 years. And what was important is, as those bills moved through the legislature, that those bills grew in size with amendments, because as it went through the process that our Constitution prescribed for legislation, more was learned about the system. And what also was learned is, as voters who tuned into this followed. The independent polls, for example, I think it was Franklin and Marshall poll done closer to the last House bill that was presented, actually showed a majority of Pennsylvanians had decided that they didn't want to give up the current system. And that wasn't a poll 1776 did. It wasn't a poll that the industry did. It was a independent poll done by an independent pollster. It's very credible and reputable in Pennsylvania.
Well, not to me. Now, Senate, I mean, I like when Franklin Marshall is not. They
weren't
lean,
the only one, though.
Okay,
Tom,
well, they
weren't
left.
The only one.
Okay, I just wanted to state.
They weren't the only one.
I don't see them. Let's go back to this. So your beef
let me just answer one last part of this. Representative Mihalik's bill to change through constitutional amendment doesn't just ask the voters whether they want to or not. It's actually specific. It requires the state to stop selling the product without a plan. It's 22 words, two sentences that provides no plan for the voters to choose from the current system to that plan. There is no plan.
Okay, well,
I
would
say it's irresponsible.
I would tell you the answer to that. You will win if you have these guys that all have interests that you know of that I don't. You're very, very good at this. Beer distributorships, that guy up there in Bucks County, et cetera, a few times around. People are saying we want them out of this business, and it would be 18 months, Wendell, I think that's what is behind this, that they would reformulate this before it would actually happen. It's called the free market. That's what would reformulate this.
So, Dom, it really isn't that simple if you actually look at the history of trying to privatize this system. And this legislature, with many of the same legislators in there, has failed to be able to come up with something in way more than 18 months that was able to make it through the legislative process and become law. Why anybody thinks that by having 18 months, they're going to come up with something that guarantees the state the revenue it gets now, and the selection and the products and the convenience. You know, when we look at when you look at the process that actually did take place since 2011, I'll give you an example. The administration, Corbett administration, and Representative Terzai as leader hired PFM to do an analysis on their own bill. Their own bill said, you will have higher prices, less selection, you're going to have a lot of job loss, and it's going to cost the taxpayers money, which you're going to have to make up for that in tax increases.
All right, Wendell, I would ask you this,
though. That was their consultant saying that.
Why does this happen in Pennsylvania all the time, and yet, 49, 48 states, 40, however you cut it, have figured out a way to do this? Why are we the only one?
Well, that's actually not being honest with your listeners, Dom. There are way more than two other states that control liquor. The fact is we don't all control it the same way. But when you look at Pennsylvania, yes, Pennsylvania is unique. But our pricing is better than about 44 other states. If you look at each of the states, the last four states that privatized that came from systems like us, in every case, prices went up, revenue to the taxpayers went down, jobs went down, and selection went down. So the answer is why is because the facts, not me, not some special interest, but the facts are what stopped this from happening because, like it or not, the government's done a good job here.
That is impossible for me to believe, so I admit my bias.
Well, I understand that.
You're arguing philosophy. Yeah, the government does it.
Facts,
right.
Because when people don't have facts to go with, they retreat to philosophy.
I am arguing the reason it's failed before, even though. So why do you think so many people want this? You're not buying even
Dom,
any of those
Dom,
surveys. Why
Dom,
do people
what
want
Democrats
this?
And Republicans right. tell me over and over again, Republicans, is constituents are not banging down their door. It's the manufacturers, the distillers, and the wineries that want it because they want the profits.
Okay, the answer is this. It's not an issue where you're right, and you've been skillful in this and breaking this up. We can galvanize people to this.
Actually, I am right, Dom, because the very consulting firms, Pricewaterhouse during the Ridge years, PFM during the Corbett Terzai years, their studies agree with what I'm saying. They bear that out.
So
now, I know you don't read
let me
those,
just be
and
clear,
nor,
okay.
nor
no.
does it fit your narrative
okay. no,
to admit
no.
that, but that's the truth.
The polling over the years has been people do – that's why she's doing it again. Well, why do you think she's bringing this up if it's such a loser then? Well, what do you think?
I think she aspires to higher statewide office, and it's a magnet for campaign contributions, and it gets her instant name recognition around the state, which she doesn't have right now.
Right. And why is that, though? Because it's popular.
Well, we agree to something then.
Popular. Right? People, right. People do not want the intuitively. They don't want the government involved in this. They want to be treated as people are in other states.
That's not what the
they're not buying your narrative about selection and cost, et cetera. Go ahead.
Dom, if I was wrong on any or all those points, the Capitol building would be buried in pricing studies, polling, research to show that. Fact is, in 40 years, in my career, 40 years fighting privatization, the other side has never presented such data, ever. And you see polling commissioned by the Commonwealth Foundation and the Koch brothers. That's nonsense stuff. Or newspaper polling that's not scientific. It's based on what their readers click a button on, and computers are driving that. But here's the thing. The data and the facts that were submitted by those who wanted privatization during the last 10 years support what I'm saying, not what you're saying.
All right, so tell
me. Their own consultants.
Okay, what happens next now, where we are with this? This is moving its way through. You'll be challenging
I'm not sure it's moving. It's they had a hearing in the House, and the House, what's called a liquor committee, chaired by Representative Metzger, Carl Metzger out of Southwest Pennsylvania. Mm-hmm. He at the request of Representative Mihalik had a hearing on it. It's yet to be seen what's going to happen. What I hear, before and after the hearing is that there are a lot of people, and let's just talk Republicans. The Republicans are divided on this because, I heard your opening to the show about liking these constitutional amendments. If you actually pay attention to the Pennsylvania Constitution, we're not California and other states. We're not a referendum or an initiative state. There is provisions in the Constitution for these kind of constitutional amendments, but if you read the Constitution, it's about governance. It's about whether the governor has these powers or those powers or the size of the legislature or what the responsibility of the legislature is. Our Constitution actually is very specific about legislation going through a legislative process. Right, so there is concern.
Okay,
there is concern about amongst Republicans that you can end up with 10, 15, 20, 30 constitutional amendments the legislative process.
I would be fine. Those are people, the same people that are trying to stop us from starting impeachment on Larry Krasner. It's the same crowd, I think.
So what the problem for people in both parties, the folks that aren't on the extreme sides, is that they recognize that the power shifts and is cyclical, and in a system where this kind of legislation wasn't intended for ballot referendums, and that while Republicans may have a majority now to do this, they don't want it done to them when it cycles back around in Democrats.
That's a fair point.
And this is a concern that if we go down that slope, what's our government going to look like within a few years?
Well, here's what I'll do. We'll invite the representative on. I think that'll be a tell with you. And we haven't done this in a while. I know that you would come on. Let's see. This will be a tell of how strong her case is. If she won't do it, then I'll have to find somebody else that will. But I won't be I'll frown upon her approach to this. I'll agree to that.
Dom, you know me. I'll be there.
I know you will be. Absolutely.
And I know you have a TV version of this. I'll do it on there, too, and I'll do it over and over again.
All right.
I ask this.
Yes.
That it not be rhetoric, that it be facts. That anything any of us say, let's support it with research, facts, and evidence that we see by doing this, she's bypassing the ability for the voters to have this vetted to compare to a specific plan. And the only plans we then therefore have to look at from her own comments and some of her colleagues' comments is that they're looking at doing something similar to what Representative Terzai was doing. When we look at that, his own consultant said it's not going to work for Pennsylvania. It's going to be a burden on the taxpayer. It's going to be less selection and a higher.
You made that point. To be continued, Wendell. Great to have you back.
You too. Thanks, Dom. Take care.
You're welcome, Wendell DeFord. So, Dan, I'm sure you can put those two together. Whatever we have to do, I think it'll be interesting. Is he right? Is this just something people don't care about? We'll find out coming up. Dan, time with Dom, and our side question here on Talk Radio 1210.
That's right. It's that time of the afternoon when Dan, producer Dan, that's me, Dan Borowski, takes over the Dom Giordano program for some Dan time with Dom. And Dom, I'm happy to say that two of my worlds have collided this week.
Okay.
I spend a lot of time on the website Reddit. It's a social media community, but it's full of leftists, and I consider it my opposition research. I spend a lot of time on our politics, on our news, and all the comments are usually upvoted to the top are all leftists and very hyper-progressive ideologies. But there's one subreddit that has taken off recently. It's always at the top of the popular page on Reddit, and that's r, so r is like the subreddit, / anti-work. And it's a bunch of people organizing against capitalism, calling out the idea of work. And last night on the Jesse Waters show, which is a fantastic show, by the way, I don't know if you've been watching it this week, Jesse had Doreen Ford on, and Doreen is the head moderator of this subreddit, anti-work. And Dom, I want you to take a listen to just what she had to say, because Jesse first asked her why she has this ideology. This is what she had to say. Doreen also is a transgendered female. Here we go.
All right, so Doreen, why do you like the idea of being home, not working, but still getting paid by corporate America?
Yeah, so there's some misconceptions about the movement. So we're a movement where we want to reduce the amount of work that people feel like they're forced to do. And so we want to still put in effort, we want to put in labor, but we don't want to necessarily be in a position where we feel trapped. You know, you just quoted from Office Space where that person feels very trapped in their job. I think we're calling for a society where there's less of that. But yeah, absolutely, people still want to do things. They just want to do things where they feel rewarded and they feel like they're in a good spot in their life, and that their job respects them and stuff like that. You know,
so it goes on, and we'll have more for that more from
yeah
next
after
hour,
Bill McSwain's
the,
coming
the,
up
the
right?
idea of anti-work, Dom.
Yes.
As a conservative male, you've been working your entire life, working your ass off to get where you are. Your general thoughts on this whole anti-work movement that's now bubbling up on Reddit?
This is another usage of COVID, creatively, to say that COVID did this and it has sprung the great resignation, etc., Dan. And I am not fully believing that it's taken over. I still think the workers, the drivers in America have the upper hand. But guess what? Each day, it's chipping away.
Why do you value work?
It's identity. I don't know how you have an identity if you are into what these people are. Your identity is worthless.
So we will be getting into that more in the next hour, Dom. And I just want to bring up real quick, because I'm super psyched for this. Starting January 31st, McDonald's is going to add a couple new menu items to their menu. And these are what they consider, quote, menu hacks. Menu hacks are things that you could order
yes.
on the menu that weren't on the menu, but they would still make. So just real quick, they're going to have something called a land, air, and sea. It combines a Big Mac, a McChicken, and a filet of fish into one giant sandwich. I'm going to order this the first day it's out. The McDonald's website nutrition calculator shows that if you combine all the ingredients of those three sandwiches, it's only a mere 1,330 calories with only 69 grams of total fat.
Yeah, make sure you have a diet soda with that. Absolutely. All right, coming up. Bill McSwain, and we'll talk Krasner and the impeachment, among other things. And then we'll get into this non-working Dom and Dan Talk Radio 1210.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.